This week on the River Morning Show weekly podcast.
Kraft mac and cheese.
Yes.
Is ditching the cheese.
What?
What?
Yes. It's just going to be.
How is it?
Kraft mac.
They're ditching the cheese.
I mean.
Kraft mac and no cheese.
Are they changing the cheese? Because it's not really cheese to begin with. It's like a powder.
Yeah, but it still has some kind of dairy product in it.
They're changing. Just getting rid of
the cheese source. It's a River Family Christmas with Josh, Chad, and Hannah.
We all know this. It's easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of the season, miss the point. And of course, that's Jesus. But it's easy to miss something that was our focal point last month, too, and really should be our focus all the time. So what are you grateful for? Being in Christmas time doesn't mean like you just look at Christmas lists and things like that. It's not. This is such a phrase. It's not the presents under the tree. It's the people around it. You know, that sort of thing. And really, that's kind of where I start in terms of being grateful. I do not deserve the amazing family that God has given me. So you can share what you are grateful for. 614-479-1049. And specifically, like, my wife, of course, is fantastic. But my children are so multi-talented. My daughter, Abby, she's starting a cosmetology business. Yeah. She's in class right now. She's got her Instagram and Facebook page up and ready to go.
Nice.
She can start taking clients next week. Like, she's grown up. Mm-hmm. She graduated last year. Like, this is, it's huge. Our oldest son, Drew, he is an incredible runner and violin player. He's got a concert tonight.
That's a weird combination. Is that a sport?
You would not believe. Not at once. You numbskull.
Is that
okay?
What you think a violin sounds like?
I don't play the violin as my mouth.
My middle son, Will, he plays the cello and is a runner. He's got a concert tonight. And then our youngest son, basketball, running, he plays the trombone. Like, he
musical.
Has a concert tonight. Guess what I'm doing tonight? So they're just good at so many things. And they're really great kids. And I'm so thankful. What are you thankful for? 614-479-1049. It's been established now as the unknowable tail wag. My dog does it multiple times a day. He'll be just, you know, cozied up to you or whatever. He's happily having a dinner. You know, he's eating his food or whatever it is that he likes to do. And then he jumps down, looks at you with this big smile, and his tail is just, he's a propeller. He's going to fly away. He doesn't want to play.
Right.
He doesn't want to cuddle. Okay. He doesn't want to walk. He doesn't need to go out. He's just like, I'm here.
Don't forget about me.
And then he'll bark at you, but he doesn't want to do anything.
Hmm.
It's very frustrating, but it's how he gets our attention.
Yeah.
How does your pet get yours, maybe in a unique and interesting way? 614-479-1049. Nine. And it's interesting. You don't have a husky, but I know your dog talks a little.
He's so chatty. Murphy, he's a German Shepherd mix. And he did something similar this weekend to your pup, that he just was unsatisfied with anything I would do for him.
I love those human emotions we get.
Oh my goodness. He would just sit there and whine and go,
Oh, buddy.
I was like, what? So I feed him. I give him water. We play tug of war.
It's like
I let
you have
him out.
You got a baby who's crying and you don't know why. He's like,
oh,
I've changed
my
you. I've fed you.
Goodness.
Yeah, all of this.
And it just kept escalating. At one point, it was just like, I was like, what? He just was, wouldn't stop.
I would be so intimidated because he's a big dog.
He's a
dog.
Big old boy.
Like,
come to find out, he was spoiled. And the day before, we went to this baseball field to let him run around.
Uh-huh.
That was the only thing that satisfied him.
He wanted to go running again?
He wanted the baseball field. He is almost 10 years old. He should not be running a baseball field.
Well, and also, he's a dog and he can't say baseball.
No. So instead, it was a...
Now you know what it means, though.
I do.
How about you? So how does your pet get attention, Debbie?
Well, my boss has little havenies that she brings to work every day.
Oh, yeah.
You need a hug, you go see the dog. And she will come into the office, and I always give her snacks. But if she comes into the office and I don't pay attention to her right away, she will sit behind me and pretend to sneeze multiple times. until I turn around and give her her snack.
It's like she is allergic to her lack of snack.
Yeah, exactly. We know it's not a real sneeze, but you can tell she's just pretending to sneeze.
That's hilarious.
And then I turn around and give her a snack, and she's fine. She's the sweetest dog.
It's probably about an every other year occurrence. You gather around the Christmas tree. Everyone's warm and cozy, opening gifts. When all of a sudden, someone opens something and everyone is just stunned into silence.
Mm-hmm.
There's this like odd and bizarre Christmas gift that has just been revealed.
And everyone's watching your reaction.
Like, do you like this? Did you ask for this thing? It's so out of left field.
They're judging you. They're like, did you put this on your list? And they're really just like, they're just obliging your list.
Yeah, it's so, for example, I say this with as much love as possible.
Love that precursor.
I know. My sweet grandma used to get us the same thing every year. And they're called Madame Alexander dolls.
No thanks.
Yeah, they're these collectible porcelain dolls, and while they were very sweet, they were also terrifying, and nobody asked for them. They'd sit on our bookshelves in our rooms, and as you walked around, the dolls would blink a little bit.
No!
They'd stare into your soul.
I just Googled it. Not a great look.
Yeah, no, I mean, they're collectibles. They're actually very nice. It was a very sweet gesture, but no. Mm-mm. No, thank you.
But if you were like in a dark hallway and you saw one of those dolls at the end of it and you just
heard, they're watching you. Yes. You can share a stranger odd gift you've received. 614-479-1049. Josh, have you ever gotten anything bizarre?
I have. We got 1 year a toilet seat.
Oh, wonderful.
Did you ask for it?
No! Oh. I'm trying to figure out, like, because I have so many questions. Like, who was I talking with when? Who was nearby? And what conversation was I having where someone thought this was a good idea?
And was it just like a normal toilet seat? Or you know how, the 80s had like those weird
carpeted ones.
Yeah, it wasn't the carpet one.
And it wasn't
Berber.
It wasn't the cushion one. Where
it was just
a
normal, when you sat down. Right.
Like, and their air comes out and it's like,
they're so weird.
Right? It sounds like the start of a mystery, but at least you have something to go on.
I don't know what happened or why, but we still have it because it's a good toilet seat. We just haven't used it yet. It's on a shelf.
Okay.
Slightly used.
No, it was still wrapped. Thank God. Chad, how about you? Did you get an interesting, weird Christmas gift you ever received?
I got a weird Christmas gift for like 5 Christmases in a row. My brothers and I, we all went to my family, extended family Christmas gathering when we were kids. My dad's sister made us something. On the way over, my dad must have known, and he turned around and he said, "Listen, you will be grateful for whatever your aunt has made for you." And we're like, she made us a gift.
It's a Christmas story, and it's a bunny costume. Like, yes. It's that at the end.
It's way worse. So we open it up, and we're like, "Oh, amazing. Thank you, Aunt Jan. We always wanted boxers."
Homemade
that
boxers?
You made for us.
No, she did not.
Yeah. Aunt Jan.
And because we made that such a big embellished, like, "Oh, we love them so much," she made them the next year. And then after that, we're like, "Well, there's no way she's going to do that again."
She tripled up.
5 Christmases in a row. It was. She used great.
Christmas.
She used very good material.
No,
we still have them.
No, stop it.
You can share the most bizarre or funniest Christmas gift you've ever received. 614-479-1049.
I don't know how to make the noise. You may not be able to make the noise, but Hannah's dog makes the makes the noise all the time. And he's a big dog. While it's not aggressive, that would freak me out. I'm like, what do you want? I will give you anything you want. Keep those teeth over there. What did he want when he was talking to you like
that? Very particular. He, through a lot of trial and error, realized he wanted a baseball field and his stick.
He's a baseball player.
Yes, we had to go through a lot. Food, water, playing tug of war, just going outside. I mean, I tried everything under the sun. He wanted... very particularly the baseball field. I was tugged all the way there.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you figured it out. Congratulations.
Thank you. Took some time.
The fact that you deciphered that. We still haven't figured out what I call the unknowable tail wag with Ollie, our dog. He just is in front of you with all the energy in the world and doesn't want anything.
But he's so cute.
He is. He's adorable. He's adorable. And he's very cuddly, but he doesn't want to do that. He doesn't want to eat. Doesn't want to go out. He doesn't want to play with a ball. He just is staring at you.
Wonder if there's a bone under a couch somewhere.
No, because then he'll get down and then he'll try to get it and back up and bark. Okay. It's like, all right, I see what you're doing there. But this is like, he just has decided. I think he's trying to take off the way the tail is going. Like, I will be a helicopter today. Curtis, how did your dog try to get your attention? What was that like?
He would sit about 3 feet away from his, he had a spiky ball.
Mm-hmm.
And he would want you to throw it down the hallway and he'd go chase it and bring it back and set it 3 feet away from both of us.
Yep. He's like, I'm training you.
He sits in the door of the hallway and bark until you threw it. And he would not stop barking.
What a control freak kind of dog that is. Like, we will do this on my terms.
But I have a husky now.
Ooh.
And he'll come over and start whining if he wants to talk and sing.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll start whining because there's fur everywhere.
Yeah, those huskies, they're chatty and furry.
The most thing I'm proud of teaching him how to do is, you know, the reverse nod, like you see somebody you know and you pick your head up.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I've taught him to do that.
Oh, that's my word.
So he'll jump up in his chair across the room from me, and he'll just pick his head up at me.
Aw. It's a River Family Christmas with Josh, Chad, and Hannah.
Are you sure it is? Sounds like a question to me.
It was more of a statement.
Pretty positive about it, yeah. Okay.
There's a period at the end. Okay. The whole thing, I think she did well.
Thank you.
I'm so used to getting questions specifically from my children. They ask me things like, why do I have to go to bed? Or why is the sky blue? Or why is the grass greener? Can we have another pet? Or when's dinner? Or what's for snack? They ask so many questions.
I remember that. You just assumed I was asking one?
Yeah, I mean, there's that part in Star Wars where Luke keeps asking Yoda all these questions and Yoda just dies. Like, I understand.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's just like, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen.
Yoda dies?
Yeah, he absolutely does. That's from the movie from the 80s,
old, green and wrinkled, of course he dies.
He's like, done with you, I am.
Yeah, it's not going to make it.
So, careful, parents. Just be careful.
Parents get asked a lot of questions every single day, and surprisingly we know the answers to less than half of those questions.
Oh, no.
which leaves us asking questions to our Amazon smart speakers. Why is the sky blue? Why is the grass? When can they have a snack? The Amazon smart speaker won't know the answer to that, but do you get questions about things on a daily basis that you don't know the answer to?
I would be concerned because it's just, I have a dog, so that'd be a little scary if he was asking
that. Would
questions.
Leave me with questions. I can't answer. He was asking you questions,
but go on.
This is breaking my brain just a little bit thinking about talking pets. We need Dr. Doolittle here. It just it wears on a person to be asked questions so many times. What ends up happening as a parent is, well, can we talk about this later? And then that just brings up another question.
Mm-hmm.
Is it later yet?
Is that what I think it is?
Well, the headline is clickbait.
Clickbait news.
Look, there's donuts. I'm trying to distract him, see if it works.
Wait, what? I did look around. Are there no donuts?
There aren't any.
That's pretty sad.
I'm going on strike.
Okay. Hey, well, good. This one I want. Okay.
Here's the thing. This is going to be very helpful, but also
not
unique, to say the least. Mm-hmm. Right. You know how sometimes your refrigerator can have unpleasant smells?
Yes.
Sure.
Well, there's something that's designed to help with unpleasant smells. It absorbs a lot of smells, and it's not the baking powder or the baking soda. Although
that's what I thought you were gonna say.
Febreze masks the smell. It doesn't absorb the smells.
I don't even think it masks it. I think it like intertwines with it and makes it like a dumpster and a flower.
Yeah, it's like, is this flower ruined? I don't know what it is. So some people on the internet have said you could use something in your house that you probably have there already, or at least you hope you do, that you could put in the refrigerator that would absorb those smells.
Yeah, you've said that.
It's toilet paper.
What?
Obviously unused.
Oh, goodness.
You are the nasty.
But I'm just saying.
Like a whole roll, you just put it in there?
Yes, you put the whole thing in there, and it will absorb the odors.
Really?
It's not the best thing out there. But depending on where you get it from, if you still have all of that toilet paper you got from 2020, and are hoarding still, there you go.
Riddle me this.
Time for questions. Questions about life. Questions about anything, really. In the form of a riddle.
Normally, I don't like this, but last time I won. So
you demolished me. Right. I was thinking I was going to come in strong. No.
We're going to start with a very easy one. What has 16 actors, 4 settings, 2 writers, 1 plot?
Any movie sequel, like a trilogy?
16 actors.
Yep, 4 settings, 2 writers, and 1 plot.
I'm not.
Okay, I'll just give you the answer. 702 Hallmark movies.
Oh my word.
That's just.
What?
I heard, though, they're really close to a second plot line. It's gonna be a big one.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Okay, here's the next one, actually, a real riddle. If the end of the year is December 31st, mm-hmm. what is the end of Christmas?
The end of the year is December 31st. What is the end of Christmas? December 25th.
The letter S.
That's ridiculous.
Okay.
That doesn't even make any sense.
It does.
I'm angry.
They
end
don't
of
correlate.
Christmas is, it's not supposed to. Okay. You can catch me easily, especially during the holidays.
A cold.
But you can never. Okay, yes.
You didn't even let him finish.
Yeah.
There are rules, Josh.
There are. Yeah. If this is an unwritten rule, I can't follow it necessarily.
Okay. When Santa leaves his workshop in the North Pole to deliver presents to all the good children, what direction does he travel?
It's always south. Because he's at the North Pole.
Hannah, you are lagging.
I know.
What is going on? All right.
Because I keep trying to overthink it. Like, okay. What am I missing?
This is now geography. What in the world?
Okay, Hannah. Imagine for a moment you're a 13-year-old boy.
No.
And use your brain here, and this answer will be easy for you to get. This is the last one. What do you call it after the gifts of Christmas have all been opened?
You call it after the gifts of Christmas have all been opened?
Yes.
And you told me to act like a 13-year-old boy?
Yeah, just lower your brain power. Just
depression, like lunchtime. I don't know.
Christmas.
Aha!
No.
Hannah, can you grab this top line? You have paper there. Read the top line. Thanks.
Snack tips with Josh.
Get ready.
Whatever you do, don't say cheese.
Yeah, okay. So get out your apocalypse bingo cards, kids, because Jesus is returning soon on this one.
Okay.
Kraft mac and cheese.
Yes.
Is ditching the cheese.
What?
What?
Yeah. This is going to be.
How is it?
Kraft mac.
They're ditching the cheese.
I mean,
Kraft mac and no cheese.
Are they changing the cheese? Because it's not really cheese to begin with. It's like a powder.
Yeah, but it still has some kind of dairy product in it.
They're just getting rid of the cheese source.
No. So you are, if I were to let you continue digging, you'd find it.
In the dirt, because it's a plant.
That's the one.
I'm smart.
Yep. It's a new version. Okay. With dairy-free alternatives to its signature cheese. They're calling it Kraft, not mac and cheese. That's what the name of it is.
Kraft dandelion and cheese.
Yeah. I had no idea that there was actually dairy in that cheese powder.
Yeah, there's some
to begin with.
Some sort of cow came by
like a
and sneezed
milk.
In the bag or something.
They're like, this powders up nicely.
They're focused on trying to make the taste the same, obviously, because that's what consumers care most about. But also, I would have preferred to know, like, not know that it was plant-based, because mm-hmm. I don't want Kraft Mac and Milk of Magnesia, okay? No. It's not what I'm looking for.
Is that what I think it is? Well, the headline is clickbait.
Clickbait news.
You are on the naughty list.
No. Breaking news in the world of self-confidence. Most of us think we can. The experts say, no. There's a shocking number of people that think they could land a passenger airplane if needed.
We've watched too many movies where something happens to the pilot and some person from just the general public saves the day.
Have you seen how many buttons there are?
There are so many. While it can happen, and it does happen from time to time, it's very rare that the situation would actually arise. Mm-hmm. A large number of Americans think that they could do it with air traffic controllers' guidance. When they asked the guys, confidence levels rose over 50% more than anybody else. They're like,
yeah, we got this. We can do this.
Of course.
We can do this. So safe travels this holiday season. Oh. Maybe just drive.
It's the River Morning Show with Josh, Chad, and Hannah.
Tweets of the week. We'll call it Tweets of the Week because if we called it X of the week, then it sounds like a broken relationship.
That's a different show.
Not us.
Tweets of the week from Marsha. Takes a special kind of person to perpetually wake up early and still perpetually show up late.
Hi.
This is embarrassing.
Both of you?
It's me.
I wasn't trying to call you out. I'm glad you did it.
I felt that in my soul.
This is a little passive-aggressive. We're going to get a strongly worded email.
Tweets of the week from Alice. Apparently, quote, vibes are off. Isn't an adequate reason to leave work early.
Oh.
What? Wait a minute.
I don't feel that.
I was going to say, so far, two for two. This is about us, isn't it? I know.
All right.
We're being targeted, Chad.
Let's get out of here.
Tweets of the week from Mike. I keep the subtitles on because sometimes I just be snacking too loud.
Yes. What is this? I feel exposed.
All us.
Tortilla chips will do that to a person. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. From Lindsay. Tweets of the week. My lotion bottle says apply to areas of irritation, so I slathered it all over Deborah. We'll see what happens.
Gotcha, Deborah.
Okay, gotta try that one.
Why is everything so greasy in here? I don't even know. Last one. Tweets of the week from Courtney. If a bag is not resealable, then it contains one serving. I don't make the rules.
Sometimes you hear something that you've heard a million and one times, but it just hits differently.
Wash your hands after using the bathroom.
That, what?
Well, I've heard that a million times. I've heard it a million times.
But do you follow through?
Of course, always.
Okay, all right. Make
I
sure
see the
that
rules
that,
that are like, employees must wash hands. I'm like, well, I'm employed, so I may as well go ahead and wash my hands. Of course I do. Of course I do.
Completely different direction than that.
I'm sorry.
This weekend, I was sitting in Bible study, and we're currently going through the book of John. And this week was John chapter 9. And in this text, you read the story of Jesus healing a man who had been blind since birth.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there are many interesting parts of this story, starting with Jesus' disciples, his pals, asking Jesus, who sinned, this man or his parents?
Whose fault is it?
Yes, exactly. Like, why is this man blind? It must be a result of something they did in their past. And Jesus responded, no. This man is not blind because of some sin. He isn't being punished. He's blind so that the works of God may be displayed in him. So he's basically saying, this man's testimony and story is going to be used to share the power and love of God.
Mm-hmm.
And there are quite a few things that stood out. First, this blind man was not a believer. He wasn't a Christian or a follower of Christ yet. Yet being an underline.
Right. Let's underline that. Yep.
Jesus healed him, and he was gracious and loving regardless of where he was in his faith journey.
Yep.
And that applies to you today as well. And second, the hard seasons, the tough stuff in your life, you are not being punished for some wrongdoing. Please release that. It's possible that you are being used so the works of God may be displayed in you.
All right. If you've made it this far, really good news. You are probably a fan of the River Morning Show weekly podcast. It happens weekly, by the way.
Every week.
Every single week. So if you've made it to this point of the show, there's no golden egg. There's no like major prize. But would you do us a favor? It is going to be about us, and this is going to be a weird request. But would you like and rate the show wherever you're listening right now? Because nobody wants to listen to like a 1-star show. Would you rate it like 5 stars or something? Like that's a high, like 4.5. Over 4.
And yeah, it's 4 above would be fine. I don't want to ask for perfection.
Yeah.
Peer pressure, but also if that's the way you feel, let it be known.
Hey, you're invited to listen to the recording of this podcast live.
How? Where?
It's simple. You can share every weekday morning with Josh, Chad, and Hannah on 104.9 The River in Columbus, Ohio, or online at riverradio.com.